Next. We move on. Item 13. To request government to take preventive action jointly with public, with the public in relation to the H7N9. It's YTMDC paper number 34/2013. The response of the Food and Health Bureau has been tabled. I would like to welcome Mr. Wong Kam Wah, Mr. Wong Kam Wah from the FHD, Ms. Lee, KK Lee from the FHD, and also someone from the FHB. The paper submitted by Mr. Chen Siu Tong, Mr. Chong, myself, Mr. Chris Yip, Mr. Benny Young, Mr. Derek Hong, Ms. Kwan Sao Ling, Mr. Benjamin Choi, and Mr. Lau Pak Kee. I wonder if members of the submitted paper have anything to add to the paper. Mr. Hong Chiu Wah, please. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This new avian flu, H7N9. Now, there's been an outbreak for some time now on the mainland. And residents of Hong Kong are very concerned. Medical authorities are concerned as well. And even in Taiwan, there have been cases. So many residents have expressed concern to us because it's the 10th anniversary of SARS. They ask what measures the government has or what policy it has to monitor the flow of people and livestock between Hong Kong and the mainland. That's why we submitted paper, because we would like the department to hear our concern, and we've also made some requests in the paper. Thank you. I will invite the FHD to respond to the paper. The two superintendents, please. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. We have some response in relation to the paper.
From time to time, we receive complaints from members of the public about environmental hygiene. They report some black spots of environmental hygiene in Yeo Chin Wong District. There are five spots we have identified to step up clearing and cleaning. They are mostly areas near eateries and their back alleys. In the coming Saturday, we'll launch a new large-scale cleaning campaign. Apart from the backlinks identified, we welcome district councillors and local residents to report other spots to us so we can step up cleaning effort. It's fine if there are any areas you want us to step up the cleaning effort. We'll definitely answer your wishes. All right? FEHD, is that your reply then? Dr. James Sin from the Department of Health, any replies from you? Please take note of the written reply from us, but I would like to say a few words as well concerning the mechanism. For the Center for Health Protection under the Department of Health, DH, we've been working closely with the health protection departments of the mainland and nearby jurisdictions. We've set up point-to-point communication system. We'll immediately exchange information of outbreaks of any diseases to facilitate implementation and formulation of prevention measures and to conduct rapid tests. For the outbreak of H7N9 on mainland after the outbreak, what have we done? The measures have been detailed in the papers. For example, step up monitoring system. Before H7N9 cases were confirmed on the mainland, H7 under Cap 599 of Hong Kong laws, the H7 is in fact a notifiable disease. The Center for Health Protection liaise with public hospitals and private hospitals to step up test on H7N9. This is the second measure. And the third measure, as mentioned, is closer liaison with Department of Healthcare in other jurisdictions. We also step up control on disease. We also store vaccination and step up public publicity and education. There is a response measure. Since the setup of the Center for Health Protection in 2004, we have conducted 13 drills. The latest one was conducted on the 27th of March this year. This is to ensure various departments are well prepared in case of an outbreak. Thank you. All right, I'll open the floor for members' questions. Mr. Chen Xiu-tong, Kwan Sao-ling, Mr. Chen Xiu-kong, and two more, Wong Shiming and Wong Kin-san. Mr. Chen, over to you. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Dr. Sin. I want to know more about the Center for Health Protection. You have put in place measures. Now, members of the public are worried about the possibility of human-to-human transmission. In that case, how well prepared is our healthcare system? How well prepared are we in case of a human-to-human transmission? This is of major concern. Can you tell us more about the details? Madam Kwan. Thank you, Chair. About a week ago, the headline of Oriental Daily reported relevant situation. I was called up by the reporter. Now, it's very lucky that we haven't seen any confirmed cases here. I hope we won't see any confirmed cases, but it's really hard to tell. Maybe the disease is airborne. So I'm quite concerned about the environmental hygiene in market. Maybe the disease will start there, and then it will spread to the public. So AVHD, please start your effort at the markets. I'm very glad to see hear what Mr. Wong has said. Now, can the AVHD do something about the environmental hygiene at the Kimberley Street market? I've got a number of complaints about that. I hope you can do a better job there. Thank you. Mr. Chen Wai-kong. Thank you, Chair. We have, well, it has yet to be confirmed whether it's human-to-human transmission. The disease is mainly a result of contact between human and poultry. Under Dr. Yok Chow, the centralized culling discussion was stopped because of resources reason. I hope the two new superintendents can pass on the message, the following message to your secretary. If things continue to deteriorate, say for example if there's H7N9, will you consider centralized culling? Because that will make things safer. My next question is for Dr. Sin. 10 years ago when we saw the outbreak of SARS, there were more doctors and nurses in public hospitals, and yet they could hardly cope. At present, we understand that the manpower is lower than the level 10 years ago. So in case of a large outbreak, say for example situations like the mainland, how can you cope, Madam Wong? Thank you, Chair. The superintendents said that we can suggest places for them to clean up. I have to tell you, the environmental hygiene in all markets in Yeo Chee Mong District is very poor. People say markets in Cheung Wong Road and Canton Road may well be the beginning of an outbreak of the avian flu because there are many meat stores and poultry stores there. Many local residents called my office after reading the news. They say there are problems with the canopies opposite their homes. This may not be the responsibility of FHD, but the residents cannot find the cannot contact the owners of the canopies where there is lots of rubbish. So can you clean these canopies at private blocks? Mr. Wong Kin San. H7N9 poses great threat. Starting from tomorrow, there is a large-scale cleaning campaign across the territory. I support it. I give it my moral support. Some people criticize, however, this is a show put up by government officials. But they are willing to put up a show, they're willing to take up the broom to clean up the place. That's better than doing nothing. So it may be a superficial act, it may be just a political show. Still, we should support it. The spirit can spread in the community. We can clean up the whole territory. This is my first point. Coming to my questions, we know the disease is related to poultry. There is a bird park, and there is an aviary in Kowloon Park. Members of the public go to these places from time to time. Will you step up cleaning of these places? If not, do you have any plans to do that? Do you have any preventive measures? For the bird parks next to flower market, there are lots of different kinds of birds. There are many pigeons. Residents complain about these birds fouling the place. There's lots of bird drops there. Residents are very worried. These may spread diseases. Will you clean up other places in the community as a kind of preventive measure? Or, Mr. Wang, you've used up your time. I would like to make some inquiry. I think Mr. Hong and Ms. Kwan submitted papers on feeding pigeons. AVHD replied, feeding pigeons, say, dropping breadcrumbs on the ground for the pigeons, that is not littering, provided the pigeons eat up all the crumbs. We were furious about the replies, but lately I hear from the government saying that as long as someone feeds the pigeons, then he will be prosecuted or summoned. So which version is right? It's really confusing. Maybe both versions are correct. But then how can we have double standards for the same practice? I'm just following up on the matters from an other committee meeting. Mr. Wang, Mr. Lan Qihe. There will be a territory-wide cleaning campaign, and we are worried about the possible spreading of the disease to Hong Kong. The two superintendents are here. You are in the front line. I've been the chairman of the Environmental Hygiene Committee for some years, and I appreciate your hard work. Can you tell us more about the cooperation of your department with AFCD? They are responsible for wild birds and you're responsible for cleaning the place. What about coordination? Can you tell us more about that? Mr. Wong, SARS broke out 10 years ago and we're still living under the looming threat of the disease. H7N9 is worrying. People are more aware of environmental hygiene. Are there any measures to boost their awareness? The funding for operation of residential centers or residential homes are capped. Will there be any extra fundings for these homes? Say, for example, if you want to wash your hands regularly, you need liquid soap. Likewise, these homes will need gloves and other cleaning equipment. Will there be extra funding for all these? We have a representative from DH. You subsidize certain organizations, and I'm sure you have extra resources in your department. Will there be any extra funding for other organizations? Well, this is not a question necessarily directed to Dr. Sin. It's just a question about the general picture. Mr. Lau, thank you, Chairman. This is a new disease, new kind of avian flu. Mr. Young already mentioned the problem with wild birds. I want to follow up on this matter. We don't have any representative from AFCD. But to prevent these diseases, departments have to work together. I've received cases recently about wild birds flying into homes. Residents dare not catch the birds themselves. They're worried the birds may carry diseases. So they ask AFCD officers to come to help. They have tried to contact other departments, but then they were told to go to AFCD. They waited for 2-3 hours. AFCD officers have yet to arrive. No other departments came to help. Just the AFCD is there to help. which has manpower shortage. Can other departments like FEHD give a helping hand? Residents think this is not efficient. You may say you have lots of interdepartmental campaigns, but can you be more flexible in deploying manpower? All right, thank you. Any further questions? If not, I'll let the departments to respond.
Department
of Health first.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, first of all, I would like to ask Mr. Chen Siu-tong. You asked me about figures. What kind of figures do you want? Now, if indeed there is human-to-human transmission, how many patients can our healthcare system accommodate? So you're talking about isolation beds and how many patients can be admitted to ICU, etc. Well, for public hospitals, actually, they are under the hospital authority, and I cannot answer this question on their behalf. And Mr. Chen Wai-kong asked a question concerning the manpower of public hospitals, and the public hospitals are also under the hospital authority. I am from the Department of Health, so sorry, I cannot answer these questions. Sorry, the speaker is off mic. I am not representing the Food and Health Bureau. I'm representing the Department of Health. Sorry, the speaker is off mic. So you are not representing the Bureau. I'm representing the Department of Health. I am representing the Department of Health. Please continue. Dr. Sin. So are there other questions concerning the Department of Health? For the eighth question is asked by Mr. Wong Man Singh. It's about funds and the preventive equipment that we have. Now we already have stored adequate preventive equipment, and they are part of our contingency plans against flu pandemic. We have stockpiled sufficient medicines, and some of them are stored for our healthcare staff. So, sorry, I cannot answer on behalf of other departments concerning other questions. Well, before the FEHD officers answer, I see some hands raised. Mr. Wong Man Singh, do you want to ask questions? I would like to ask the Department of Health. I think, Doctor, just now you told us about the equipment and medicine that are in your inventory. So that's for the Department of Health, right? So how about other institutions? Well, you are talking about the residential care homes for the elderly. Well, that's not under us. For methadone clinics, they are directly under the Department of Health. We are not subventing them. They are one of our expenditures. But for the staff, well, the AMS would help us at night time, and also we have mechanisms in place. For example, concerning the payment of salaries, etc. For AMS, the director is actually the director of health. So the AMS is like our brother and sister. We'll have enough equipment for these paramedics. How about the drug treatment centers? No, they are not under the Department of Health. No, definitely not. I don't know what drug treatment centers you're talking about. Are you talking about Heiling Chow? No, it's not under the Department of Health. No, not under the Department of Health. Mr. Chen Weikang, Chairman, with regard to Mr. Sin's question, actually I'm quite confused. Now we have a government representative here, but she cannot answer questions concerning public hospitals. We want to know how prepared are public hospitals against H7N9. Now, Dr. Sin is representing the Department of Health, but not the Food and Health Bureau. But here in the paper, we say very clearly that we want to invite a representative from the Bureau. And now this doctor is not representing the Bureau, and she cannot answer our questions. I think it's a waste of public money. I'm sure she's very expensive per minute. So if she cannot answer questions, how come she is here? I'm not blaming her. So in the future, when we have questions concerning public hospitals, should we not invite the Food and Health Bureau representatives to come? Otherwise, in the future, when we ask about public hospitals, nobody can answer us. I think we really have to clarify this point. Maybe the Secretariat has made a mistake. Or the FHB has made a mistake. Mr. Hong Chiu-wai? Chairman, I am speaking. Well, please respect other members. Now it's Mr. Hong Chiu-hua's turn to speak. I am one of the members that submitted a paper. And we are asking questions about H7 and 9. So we have four questions, and they are about environmental hygiene, as well as the communication mechanism between Hong Kong and the mainland, and also about cleanliness and prevention. As for what Mr. Sin said just now, actually I think she has answered most of the questions, and there were a lot of details. So, but if you ask about the number of beds or the isolation measures of the hospital authority, then of course it would be great if FHB can send its officers to attend the meeting. But now it's very late at night. As the member said just now, Dr. Sin is very expensive. So if they send a team here, it's even more expensive. So I think Dr. Sin has answered some questions already. Thank you. So no more questions from members. Just now, several questions were directed to the FEHD. Dr. Sin, you want to answer again? I would like to clarify. Well, in your paper, as the member pointed out just now, I have answered question number 1 and 2 in the paper. As for the follow-up questions, if it's about public hospitals, then actually the public hospitals are under the hospital authority. How about the FHB? Well, FHB is different from the Department of Health. Under the FHB, other than FEHD and the Department of Health, there is the Hospital Authority and AFCD. I can only speak on behalf of the Department of Health. But if the questions involve other areas, sorry, I really cannot answer on their behalf. Thank you. Well, actually, I am one of the members that submitted the paper. Well, according to our past practice, we would ask questions and then the different departments would look at our questions and then they would send officers to answer our questions. Now, Dr. Sin spoke on behalf of the Department of Health, but while we discussed, there were some other questions. And these questions may not be within the terms of reference of the Department of Health, and I can understand that. Now, because mainly the department sent officers here to answer the questions stated in the paper. So, FEHD? Thank you, Chairman. First of all, about environmental hygiene in markets. Ever since the outbreak of H7N9, we have been very concerned about market hygiene. And we have stepped up our cleaning measures. In particular, the poultry stores, after the close of work each day, we will send people to clean these markets, in particular, the poultry stores. Mr. Kwan asked about the Kimberley Street market. Well, tomorrow we will contact Mr. Kwan again and ask for the exact location, and then we will try our best to clean it again. With regard to Mr. Chairman, Mr. Yang, and Mr. Lau's questions, that's about wild pigeons. Well, after the incident, well, actually, in the vicinity of the Star Ferry, there are a lot of wild pigeons. So from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., we have cleaners there, or we have officers there. We will try to stop people from feeding wild pigeons. And if they scatter the feed on the ground, we will charge them for littering. And at the Star Ferry, we will arrange for cleaning vehicles to wash the pavements with water twice a day. And also, pigeons' excrements would be cleaned very carefully. My colleague will also answer other questions. Regarding Mr. With Wong Shui Ming's question about market hygiene, well, after reading the Oriental News, well, originally we thought that they were talking about our two markets in Mong Kok, and actually it's about the market near, or the shops near Chuan Wong Road. They are selling live chicken. So we have sent our officers to patrol those areas. We talked to the sellers there, because in this fresh provision stores, ever since the outbreak of the H5N1 cases, we have adopted new measures, and we have asked these poultry shops to cooperate with us. For example, when they kill the poultry, they have to wear an apron and they have to wear gloves and they have to step up cleaning the bird cages, etc. Ms. Wong has told us about these hygiene problems, and we will step up patrolling so as to ensure that these shop operators are compliant with our new measures. As for rubbish on canopies, if members of the public discover that there are canopies that are covered in rubbish and they cannot find the relevant owners, they are welcome to contact us and we will patrol these places. Well, actually, you can just notify us and we will talk to the owners of the canopies, because we are authorized by the law to do so, and then we can issue order so that they will clean the canopies accordingly. Later on, I'll contact Ms. Wong and find out the exact locations. As for Mr. Wonkinson's question concerning the Clean Hong Kong campaign, actually, on the coming Saturday, we will have an opening ceremony for the campaign. And Professor Chen Ka-kong will be joining the ceremony. Well, actually, this is a publicity. We want to make use of this publicity to remind people and shop operators that they have to pay more attention to environmental hygiene, personal hygiene, and domestic hygiene. The government cannot fight its battle alone. Everybody has to be involved, and everybody has to attach importance to hygiene. That is very important when it comes to fighting against an epidemic. 27th is only the commencement, and at the end of May, we will have a cleaning day, and also in different districts and markets, we will conduct similar campaigns so as to raise the awareness of hawkers and the general public. Mr. Wong also asked questions about the bird park. Actually, ever since the outbreak of H7N9 on the mainland, we have asked our cleaning contractor at the bird park to clean the park more frequently. As for the excrement of wild birds, we hope that the public can report such incidents to us. Now, if there are places where wild birds gather and excrements are left there, please tell us so that we will ask our contractors to clean these and disinfect these places. Mr. Yang asked us how we are cooperating with AFCD. Now, maybe I can explain about it now. As for wild birds, well, they may die on the streets. So the present arrangement with AFCD is like this. Now, if in a public area dead birds are found, and if a member of the public sees it, he should dial 1823 to let the government know, and AFCD officers will go to the scene to collect the corpse for examination, and also disinfection will be carried out there. So this is not a job of FEHD.
Another member, Mr. Lau Parquet, said that the AFCD don't have the resources to do it. Well, where wild birds are spotted, it doesn't fall under the purview of the FHD, but if because of wild birds, there's some environmental nuisance, then we have to see what we can do. Now, usually the reason why some wild birds gather in a particular spot is because residents feed the wild birds. So if there are wild birds and the road surface is dirtied, then first we'll clean the road, and we will issue advisory letters or distribute leaflets to residents suspected to have fed the wild birds. Because if they don't feed the wild birds won't come. Prosecution. Mr. Wong already gave an answer just now well, the right way to put it is that feeding doves, you know, in the Monkey Hill. It's illegal to feed monkeys, but there's no provision on feeding wild birds. But of course, if people throw bird feed on the street, they will take it as littering, and then we could prosecute people with the littering offence. For the dove case, that's what you said, because if the bird ate up all the bird feed, then you couldn't prosecute the person. That's what you said in your previous paper. But anyway, it's good to know that you could prosecute people. Madam Kwan, anything else? Whole building, commercial building, or St. Mary's School. There's that alley there. Every day from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. there would be a lady there who went to feed the doves, and there would be huge doves coming at that time. So, Mr. Wong, please do something. Yes. Okay, now, if we will feed doves, they will be prosecuted right away. And if there are any problems with Ellie's, the two subordinates said, report to them at once and they'll do something. And they'll take action at once. And if there are problems with canopies, also inform them and they will take action at once too. So thank you very much. Let's all take preventive measures against the H7N5. Okay, no other questions? Then I conclude discussion. So thank you, department. So sorry, we had a heavy agenda today, so there was an overrun of the meeting. My apology. That's now the conclusion of this item. Thank you. Item 14.